WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but that classic image of a tear-shaped raindrop is just not true. High in the atmosphere, water collects on dust and smoke particles in clouds. Raindrops start to form in a roughly spherical structure due to the surface tension of water. This surface tension is the skin of a body of water that makes the molecules stick together. The cause is the weak hydrogen bonds that occur between water molecules. On smaller raindrops, the surface tension is stronger than that of larger drops. The reason is the flow of air around the drop. But as a raindrop falls, it loses that round shape. The raindrop becomes more like the top half of a hamburger bun, flat on the bottom, with a slightly curved dome top. So a raindrop is anything but that classic tear shape. The reason for this shape comes from their speed falling through the atmosphere. Airflow on the bottom of the water drop is greater than the flow at the top. At the top, small air circulation disturbances create less air pressure. The surface tension at the top allows the raindrop to remain more spherical, while the bottom gets more flattened out. And this is why dual polarization in the Doppler radar network is so important at getting a better handle on raindrop size by measuring both horizontally and vertically, and thus arriving at better rainfall estimates. As a raindrop falls, it will often collide with other raindrops, allowing a drop to increase in size. Once the size of a raindrop becomes too large, the drop will break apart into smaller drops. This time, the surface tension loses and the large raindrop ceases to exist. Instead, it pulls apart when it grows to around 4 millimeters or more. Another element to the complexity of our atmosphere. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.